after all these real high-powered econometrics and modeling and stuff, we're going low-tech now. So, authors on this, myself, Jackie Smith was our editor and critic, mostly. Sean Wade helped me with the design of the spreadsheet that's at the core of all this. Basically, what we wanted to do was we got a new farm bill, new permanent disaster program. You know, we'd gotten in the situation where every 2 years we'd passed a disaster package that we had to wait a couple of years, and you could choose 1 year or the other. That's kind of what we got used to having. And during that time period, we had early on, probably one of the first, the 2001 disaster package, I had a lot of my farmers that were in some bad shape and needed a way to estimate what their program payments might be, the disaster program payments might be. And the bank examiners didn't want to take their word for it. They wanted a third party to come in and say, this is what we estimate the payment will be, and we'll let you include it as an asset. That's what started this whole thing. And back then, it was pretty easy. Once the rules came out, we could figure it, and we were rarely off by more than just a few hundred dollars for rounding. Then they came up with a new program. And somehow I let Sean and Ronnie talk me into updating our little disaster estimator for the new program, and now we have to make lots of assumptions going in if we're going to be estimating what that's going to be this time of year. So the other thing we wanted to look at was, you know, what effect does that have on the kind of payments that people are going to receive? And because this one now, instead of going unit by unit, is a whole farm with all revenues from all crops. It includes it's based on what your insurance coverage levels and price selections are. You're going to see some things, and you may say, well, that's not the way it is. That's because they haven't actually decided. We kind of made a few assumptions already into what's going in. We have gotten a little bit more input as to everything that's been decided. But, you know, and then it's also kind of disjointed in that you get your guarantees based on the higher of a weighted average APH or your countercyclical yield. So kind of hard to come up with any rule of thumbs like we used to have. So to look at this, I figured the best way, rather than try to make something up, I actually went to my database and pulled out a farm that I had in there that was 1,214 acres roughly, all dryland cotton. These are the price selections. Since we're in the northern region, our cap price is 37, the APH was 66, CRC spring price was 72. I ran coverage levels from 50 to 70%, just to give you an idea. As you buy more, a higher level of coverage, it sets you a higher sure guarantee level. In this particular farm, his weighted average APH was 303, countercyclical was 408. And I felt really good about this number. I felt bad about it, and I was going to rerun all the analysis over Christmas, the 50-cent market year average price. But I saw somebody slide earlier that had a 50-cent market year average price, so I feel a lot better now. I was going to lower that to 47, and I just didn't want to do the work. But I feel justified in that somebody else used that number today. So then, thanks to Sean's suggestion, he said, what happens if we've got some irrigated on here? Because that's the situation most of our farms have. They're not all dry land, they're not all irrigated, they're a mixture. And so, conveniently, my farm, sample farm, had one history on it that was 121 acres. And if I remember right, there's actually a pivot there they just didn't run this year. So we went ahead and put that in and said, we've got one farm that's gonna make what we consider a normal yield of about 2 bales. What happens then to the sure payment? So that's it. Now I'm going straight into our results. That's the setup of this deal. And the first thing is just to look at all the different things. Of course, crop revenue, if we're all dry land, we looked at a zero yield, no yield at all on all farm units, which is actually what this farm had for 2008. Then we looked at what's going to happen to our sure guarantee if we got half of what our guaranteed yield was. So You know, remember again, we have a 50% policy, a 55 all the way up to 70. So we're looking at 25% APH all the way up to 35% of their APH. Then what happens when you're right at the guarantee, because we noticed a little anomaly in the way this program works, is how it pays off in this shallow loss area, which is when you're like really right at your guarantee. And then I looked at 90%. The reason I use 90% is because you have to have at least a 10% loss in a primary crop to get a sure payment. So this was an all cotton farm, all dryland cotton. So if he made more than 90%, he can't get a sure payment anyway. The other thing that mentioned in the paper, I didn't put it in the assumptions. All of our West Texas, all High Plains, even matter of fact, almost all Texas counties were declared disaster in 2008. So that part of the eligibility is taken care of. I have a question on that. We were all declared disaster for drought. Drought caused the dry land not to make, so I think there's no problem with eligibility there. Okay, then of course the insurance indemnity, this is what gets earned. Crop insurance indemnity for APH versus CRC. The CRC is quite a bit higher this year because our harvest price was so much lower, so even at where we started yielding some, we still got a little bit more. Of course, on the APH, when you make your guarantee, there is no insurance indemnity. CRC actually generates an indemnity. There's kind of a formula for that, but it's well above what the guarantee was that you still make get some indemnity. Now, here's the one I think everybody came to see. What our estimated sure payments are then in the situation where we have APH, the sure payment goes up as we approach our guaranteed yield. And that's because, remember, we have to count indemnities against part of that income against that guarantee. So as those go up, then so does your sure payment. Now, the way CRC works, because we had that higher price in the spring than we had in the fall, then we wind up getting better indemnities as we go up that curve, and so our sure payments go down. So that's why the two of those are opposite. That's why I said there's no rule of thumb that you can apply that just says, hey, if you got this much insurance, you're going to get about this much disaster. There are so many variables in here, what coverage level you bought and what your yield did. Okay, now this is the other one I wanted, really a big thing to point out here is, again, this is the all dry land situation. Total revenue then from all sources, well, not all sources, but this is from our, the crop revenue, the insurance indemnity, and the sure payment. In the CRC situation, we have slightly higher revenue at each yield level. But notice on APH insurance, our total revenue declines until we hit the guarantee. So we're getting less and less. So we're better off with a complete loss with the APH insurance than we are if we had CRC insurance. The more we make, the better we are. Okay. That's the last. That was all dry land. That's the way this farm that I was looking at, he was all dry land. So the next effect we wanted to see is, okay, what happens if only 121 acres, which is only 10% of the land, gets irrigated and makes a full yield? The rest of the farm is completely lost, and then what happens? So crop insurance indemnities are lower, but they look, the picture's the same. Relatively, they look pretty much exactly the same. Just at a lower level because we did have that one unit that generated no insurance indemnity. Look what happens to our sure payments, though. With just 10% of the land irrigated to a good full yield, we wipe out a sure payment at almost every level of insurance. Only at the highest levels of coverage, the 70% CRC and the 65% CRC still generate payments. But notice the scale. Jackie caught this when we were doing our review. The scale on this is only $8,000 instead of, you know, we were We're talking indemnities and revenues in the $150,000, $160,000. In the APH, we get the same slope on our deal, but it's 70% APH generates some sure payments, 65% generates a few also, and then there's only if you make right at the guarantee yield do you make any payment at all at 60% and 55% level. One of the other things to note, and I haven't really pointed this out yet, and it's one of the conclusions in the paper, but the CAT coverage. You know, one of the things in this bill is that you have to buy at least catastrophic coverage to maintain eligibility in the SURE program. If that's all you do, you will not get a payment. Mathematically, it just comes out you'll never get a payment with SURE, a SURE payment on CAT policy. That bar is always flat in all situations that we looked at here. Okay, so then total revenue with the partial irrigation looks pretty much like the other. APH insurance, it declines to its lowest point at the guarantee, CRC. And this is mostly a factor of this year, the fact that we had a big move from the spring to the fall price on CRC. It remains fairly level. And so, in conclusion on that, one, I already stated it, only taking the CAT coverage to maintain your program eligibility results in no payment. So, if you were, you know, if that was something that you're thinking about doing because you think it's going to make up the difference on CAT coverage, you might as well just buy the right insurance coverage that you need. Now, refer to it as the more complete revenue coverage a producer has, the lower the SURE payment will be. In other words, this program is really kind of what it does is it serves to even out your total revenue at all yields if you spend the extra money to buy the, I'm not going to say better, but a more complete insurance product. In other words, crop revenue, because it also covers revenue and yield, not just yield, that to me is a little bit more of a complete coverage. And if you spend the extra money for that, then the SURE program comes in and fills the gap better to keep you at a fairly steady income. If you're using the APH insurance, it lets you slide, and we still have that situation that we always have with APH, that, you know, a total loss is better than making a yield that's pretty much right at your guarantee. And the other thing is, just a small addition of irrigated land. We only looked at 10% irrigated land, wiped out most SURE payments. I think, you know, the higher you go, you know, you go up to 20% and you basically wiped out SURE payments at all levels. If you make 20% of your crop is irrigated and it makes a full yield. And even if it's not irrigated, just makes a full yield because you lost 8 out of 10 fields. And then, of course, with 2008, there's some of this analysis really is dependent on the year. We had declining prices, and of course, that made the total loss was a lot better than producing, partly because our market year average price on the cotton you actually produced is much lower than what your price selection was for APH. And same thing with CRC insurance, your indemnities. You're generating indemnities even above your guaranteed yield strictly because of that big price change. And our estimated market year average price, 50 cents, was significantly below the 66 cents for APH and the 72 cents that CRC had guaranteed. And so that, again, that changes your SURE payments, because now your revenue, if we had a higher harvest price, then the payments would be lower because you would have market year average price goes into that formula on calculating your SURE payments as far as what you actually got and reducing those payments. And that's all I got, and I got 30 seconds left. All right, thank you.